Welcome to today's In Touch program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Kathy Dice of the Keck Players, who are performing their fall production of Bubba the Cowboy Prince and the Pony Espresso at the Louisa County Heritage Center in Wapello this weekend. Tell me a bit about the old Keck Players for those who aren't aware.
Well, the Keck Players is a community theater group that was started by Harold Cross, oh my goodness, about 22 years ago or even more. And he was a music teacher at the Wapello High School, and he really enjoyed community theater, and he actually wrote some of the first plays or musicals that we put on. And they were very, very, very popular. And now the theater group, Mr. Cross, has had to stop writing for us, unfortunately. And we've been buying scripts from different sources.
Where do you guys typically perform your plays?
Well, when we started out, it was actually at a called Cece's Place. It was an old vaudeville theater stage in the town of Wapello. We've tried several different venues, and right now we are at what's called the Heritage Stage, which is part of the Louisa County Heritage Center in Wapello, Iowa. And that's been working out pretty well for us.
How many years have you been performing at the Heritage Center?
Oh, that's a tricky question. I want to say maybe 15 years or so, 10 to 15 years.
And how often do the Keck Players typically put on productions?
At least once a year. We strive for two productions a year. Some years when we have a lot of people involved, we'll even manage three different performances. But usually it's a spring and fall performance.
And so did you put on some spring performances this year?
Yes, we did. We did Cornfield of Dreams, which was a comedy with lots of puns in it. We really enjoyed it, and we got a lot of good feedback from the audience. We also did a salute to Hee Haw as kind of a first act on that performance, followed by the Cornfield of Dreams after intermission. And people really liked all the comedies and corny puns that were in Cornfield of Dreams. And because of that, we decided to go with the same writer, and in the same kind of vein is this Pony Espresso. It's got a lot of puns, a lot of coffee jokes in it, and Western jokes, and jokes about horsing around. So we think our audiences will enjoy that as well.
It looks like Bubba the Cowboy Prince, that is going to be an all-children's cast?
Yes, we're excited about that because we're always trying to have more and more children involved in our theater. And so that performance is going to be all young actors. It's a children's story that was adapted for stage by our own Doris Ryan, who's president of the Keck Players, and she's directing it. And she's got a variety of young people who are acting out this Cinderella story involving Bubba, who's got some pretty evil stepbrothers that he's dealing with, and a stepfather, and Miss Lorraine, who is the prettiest cow woman or cowgirl in the area, and she makes Bubba her cowboy prince in the end.
Okay, so it kind of sounds like a gender reversal slash Western take on Cinderella.
Yes, and instead of a fairy godmother, there is a fairy god cow involved.
Wow, that sounds pretty interesting. For the actors who are involved in these plays, are a lot of them from the Wapello or Louisa County area?
Because a lot of the performances and rehearsals are in Wapello, yes, we're heavily with Wapello residents, but we actually draw from all over the county. We have, in the upcoming performance, we have actors from the Grand View and Morning Sun area. And in like some of our earlier performances, we were drawing people from Henry County and Muscatine County to act in our performances as well.
What are you most excited about for next weekend?
Well, I'm getting to be in the performance this time, so that's always really fun for myself. But I really like how the performance we're doing have a lot of audience participation. In the past, the audience was encouraged to, like, groan or go, ah! And this time we will be having a villain once more, so we're encouraging the audience to boo and hiss when he shows up and to cheer on the hero when he shows up. And we have at least one major fight scene in it, so we're encouraging lots of interaction from the audience. It should be really fun. I will put in one more plug. We are always eager to get more people willing or interested in participating in our theater group. We need help with lighting, sound, costumes, set design, and people who are willing to be on the stage and recite lines as well.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Kathy Dice of the Keck Players, a Wapello-based theater troupe who are performing at the Loayza County Heritage Center in Wapello this Friday through Sunday. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.